What's going on, Clippers?
We are back, Clipper Nation.
It's Friday.
Game day. We're here for it.
Yeah. So we're doing a special edition Friday Live, which might become a weekly thing. I don't know. I don't want to get too tied up with things.
I think we've done it weekly for the past like 2.5 weeks.
We're not putting labels on it, though. So if you're listening to the podcast, great. Be aware that some people might be chiming in, and we will be answering those questions. If you ever want to send us a question, hit us up at Locked On Clips. We always love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're coming at you 5 days a week with all the fresh Clippers content, sometimes some streams. So we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. It is Friday, which means our weekly segments, Pacific Division Power Rankings, and Love, Marry, Kill.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a fun one today. But we're going to kick things off with a preview of the Memphis game, which is tonight, Friday, if you're listening on Friday, and still Friday if you're listening on any different day. And then we're going to get into a preview of the game against the Nuggets, which is Sunday?
Sunday, right before the Oscars.
Sunday. Right before the
Busy
Oscars.
Busy day for me.
All that and more coming up right about now.
Yeah, so we finally get back into action. I was happy. I think most of us were happy that we got the extra day after the All-Star break off compared to most teams.
Definitely.
There was some action last night. We play Memphis in Memphis. Injury-wise, start off with that. We have no Luka Mbamute or Wilson Chandler. They're not even traveling with the team.
Which I thought was a bummer just because Doc seemed pretty confident in the presser before the break that they would be back after the All-Star game. And
he seemed confident like throughout the year. He's kind of mentioned like he's going to be back next week, all this stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully that knee gets figured out.
Definitely. Something. Definitely. Somebody brought up a pertinent question on the live stream, which is Avery Bradley revenge game. This is going to be the first time we'll be playing against our recently traded, dearly departed Clipper, Avery Bradley. So hopefully not, but we'll get into that a little bit more.
So then for the Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr. is questionable. Kyle Anderson is out, and Jonas Valanciunas is also out. The fact that Jonas Valanciunas is out makes me think that Jaren Jackson Jr. is for sure going to play.
So he's had a couple of really solid games against us. We can get into that a little bit more and what we need to do to win. But
And we might see the return of Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Everyone's been itching to see that. Garrett Temple revenge game. Yes, that would be super awesome.
Someone I hope JaMychal Green, actually. I think that he could have a big game.
Making it rain from three. So far this season, we've split the season series 1-1.
And in that loss, they did hold us to 86 points, which was pretty demoralizing.
Ooh, that was a bad loss. The last game being a 10-point loss in Memphis, but completely different team. We had Tobias, AB, and Gortat in the starting lineup, much different now. Memphis's last game before the All-Star break, a 122-110 loss to the Bulls.
Oh, wow.
So
I was not aware of that. That's really
yeah.
funny.
Was
that Avery Bradley's big game, too?
Yeah, that
he
was.
He had a huge game.
He had like 30 of the career.
Somebody else commented on that, but I guess we probably don't have to worry about Avery Bradley.
I hope not. Let's get into what we need to do to win.
Totally.
So this is going to be a pretty large theme throughout this whole game preview, is going to be taking advantage of their depleted center core.
Couldn't agree more.
Like, we have Zubac. I'm excited to see him bang down there. Trez is hopefully going to be full of energy. Just taking it to him down low is going to be giant.
Taking it to him down low, and we have to, you know, Mark Gasol, obviously a great passer, so I think that that takes a facet away from their game with, I mean, really in that starting lineup, Conley is the only true facilitator. Kyle Anderson can have some moves, but, I mean, I wouldn't call him like a brilliant passer or anything.
And he's out, so we don't even worry about
that.
Oh,
yeah, he's out, too. Yeah, so, the lack of playmaking is going to be huge, especially, like you said, in the paint there. That gives us a huge advantage, I feel like.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see Zoo. I mean, who are their centers, even? They're going to have... It's going to be... Joakim Noah. He might play.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure who else. Someone just said, I respect JJJ. I do too. We're kind of worried about him as well.
Yeah. Actually. So we can get into that a little bit more in the matchup. But I think that's going to be, he's going to be someone to watch out for.
We've kind of stopped putting a big focus on pace. We used to kind of be, we used to talk about pace a lot for teams.
Definitely.
But with the Grizzlies, I think it's relevant because they are 30th in the league in pace.
Yeah, and I would say that that is a point of pride for them.
Yeah.
It's advantageous for a team who can't fire on all cylinders offensively to slow down possessions to a halt. They have a really solid half-court defense. I actually don't know what it's ranked. But it, you know, like they really grind teams out, even pretty high octane teams.
Yeah. So I think for that, I think we just need to try and come out super quick. I think we got to try and run these guys out. This goes back to that first point we just made. Just tire them out.
100%.
They're stretched thin. Like Zubac is, you know, a pretty versatile in terms of like physicality big.
Oh yeah.
Who can run and stuff like that.
Zubac loves to run the floor too.
Yes. That dude loves, I think, all hustle, which is pretty rad. What else did we have on here? Oh yeah. Opponents of the Grizzlies are third in the NBA in offensive rebounds.
Oh wow.
Which was kind of surprising, even when they had Gasol and everything like that. So I want to see Zubac, you know, when Landry and Gallo are firing threes, I want to see Zubac down there. Just, I mean, Joakim Noah's going to be their center. There was one more guy. Ivan Rabb is also going to be down low for them. So
interesting. I would guess that they'll kind of use Jackson as a little bit as a center.
Yeah.
Especially maybe in those defensive possessions if they don't have a bigger body out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, while he's wildly athletic and large, I mean, I like that advantage. But I think it's very favorable for Zubats or even Trez boxing out there on the offense.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big. And then, I mean, just like the average, just we need to just not be hung over from the All-Star break.
Yeah, definitely.
That kind of goes into what could go wrong.
Yeah.
Our guys come out, a little bit of a lull, and then we get into that classic Clippers play behind to a lesser team and have to catch up.
Yeah, and that's something that's obviously plagued us all season long, but with, 23 games left?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just going to be so much more crucial to beat any team that is below us in the standings.
Yeah, we're no longer in the still figuring it out.
I mean, and it's hard because we are still figuring out given the massive overhaul. Like, yeah, the massive turnover, you know, just over a week ago. But, you know, if to keep in this playoff picture, which everyone in the organization has said is the intention, we can't afford to give up games like this.
100%. So since Jonas Valanciunas is out, Triple J is going to see an increased role. I just can't. I mean, unless they're in full tank mode.
Totally.
They have to play him.
Oh, yeah. And last time we played, I guess that was back in November when we played. He had a huge game. He put up 27-3. And I think he was still in double digit scoring in that loss, but it wasn't quite as impressive.
Yeah, he's the truth. He put up 27 on OKC a couple games ago, which is a really good defensive team.
That's huge.
Like,
and a really good interior defense, too.
Yeah, so, like, he was carving them up, doing what he does best. We both kind of think he's the truth, and it's awesome that he might be the main focus of the Grizzlies' offense, but just maybe not tonight. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
That would be super good. And then, I mean, given how this has been kind of a tough section to figure out, just because the Grizzlies have been pretty bad recently.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to, if we lose this game, a big reason is just going to be sloppy play.
Definitely. Yeah.
Which can easily happen after the All-Star break with new guys. But like we said, they have that practice under their belt. So hopefully, you know, this is a great game to get back into the swing of things.
Oh yeah. Would you put this in the category of a get your mind right game?
Absolutely.
All
this
right.
is definitely a get your mind right game.
All right. Let's hope we can get it right.
Let's get into some key matchups. Backcourt versus backcourt. I kind of divided these two up.
Okay.
But like Avery Bradley and Conley versus Patrick Beverley and Shea is going to be huge.
Yeah, totally.
I think we're going to assume that when Conley has the ball, it's going to be Beverley on him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would assume that Beverley will be the on-ball defender. That's just what he's really best at.
Yeah. And the last contest, Patrick Beverley guarded Conley for only 8 possessions.
Okay.
Avery Bradley did most of that guarding. And Conley went 2-for-2. So that's not too big of a sample size to kind of gleam anything off of, I don't think.
Yeah, not in 8 possessions.
Yeah, not in 8 possessions. So if Conley only averages 2 turnovers a game, mm-hmm. which is pretty good for someone who handles the ball so much, if Beverley can kind of disrupt his rhythm, maybe get him into foul trouble early, and just get him a little, just knocked off his game a little bit, I think the game's over.
Yeah, I think this also ties into what we said earlier, just like being able to push the pace. You know, like Conley is great and still solid athletically, but like he's got some bigger miles on him.
Yeah.
And I think the more trouble we can give him, you know, getting him into mismatch and stuff like that on when he's on the defensive side, I think it's going to make his job a lot harder.
Yeah. And then for Avery Bradley, this,
I'm actually wondering, what do you guys think? I wonder if Avery Bradley will be guarding Shamet.
Oh, I like that idea. I think he probably will be.
Because, you know, Shamet obviously is such a great weapon. And he does move a lot. So I think that like makes him a pretty good match, actually.
Yeah.
For coming out on top if he's being guarded by Bradley.
And Bradley's long, which gives me a little worrisome.
Definitely. But I'm pretty sure Shamet is the taller man.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He is the taller man. So who do we think?
The bigger man.
Yeah. So who do we think is going to be on Shay? Dylan Brooks?
Possibly, yeah. But they could switch off. And, you know, maybe they could end up putting it. I think that they could end up putting Conley on Shay when he's the primary ball handler.
Oh, yeah.
I do think that Shay will kind of respect in some ways a rookie like that, or not a rookie, but a vet like that.
Yeah, definitely.
This just has to be a game for Shay too, where he's willing to be aggressive super early and like doesn't let up.
Yeah, set the tone. He picks his spots really well offensively, which is great. We always talk about how wise beyond his years Shay kind of seems.
Definitely.
So that would be big. But if the shots aren't falling, I'm hoping Shay's distribution can kind of be at a higher level.
Definitely.
Because that would be a great facilitator.
Especially
for us.
With Shamet on the floor, like if those guys are sharing
just
the
start
floor,
slinging the just pass it to Shamet.
Yeah, just if those guys are sharing in the majority of their minutes, I don't see any reason why Shay's assist number shouldn't go up by at least 2 assists per game.
Damn, you're saying 2 a game?
2 a game.
I love it. What's he at right now? Like 3 or 4?
I think he's at 4.
Something like that. Bench versus bench is going to be huge. We know we say this every single game, but this is how this team is built.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. I mean, obviously with Lou and Trez being like the heart and soul of this team, it is up to our bench to completely defeat another bench every single night.
And sometimes starting lineups.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, and for some reason our starters can't hack it, which has been an issue recently. Trez and Lou got to come up big. Lou hasn't played particularly well against Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He's put up 12 and 15 in our 2 games, which is very un-Lou numbers.
Definitely.
But here's the 3 people he's been guarded by the most. Shelvin Mack, Garrett Temple, and Jamichael Green.
Oh, wow.
2 of which are on our team now.
Yeah.
So that bodes well for us, I think. I hope this is a nice breakout against the Grizzlies game for Lou.
Yeah, I hope he can control the turnovers. I think that this is kind of...
He's been shaky with that lately.
This is a team that's pretty tailor-made to force him into making a lot of turnovers, which he has been prone to do. It's been a little worse.
Yeah, we don't know why.
In this last little stretch of games, but... I mean, you just got to play through it, I guess.
Yeah. What's your prediction for this game?
This one's really hard to predict. But I think if we win, it'll end up being like low hundreds, I think. I think it'll be like 107-98, I want to say.
Damn. Okay. I like that. I went the opposite with it. I went 125-110 Clippers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it might be a bit of a blowout early, and then Memphis kind of does that thing where they're like, they're not going to come back.
Okay.
Like, they kind of pad the thing.
I mean, I'd love to see that. If we can get off to a big running start, that'd be huge.
If the starters can get some rest, because we have a back-to-back on Sunday and Monday, which is just brutal.
Yeah.
Goddamn league schedule. Coming up after this quick break, we're going to be doing a preview of the Nuggets game that is on Sunday. But first, if you're following multiple Locked On podcasts, check out Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram. It has everything you need right there. Also, we're on smart speakers now. So when you get into your car or wherever you're listening to that speaker, just say, smart speaker, play podcast Locked On Clippers.
Playing Locked On Clippers.
It'll play that damn podcast.
So let's get into this Nuggets matchup a little bit. We've gone 1-2 against them.
Yeah.
And one of the games was a season opener, which still haunts me.
Seems like, I try and forget about that game every day in my life.
It still haunts me. So... Yeah, injuries, as we said, it's still going to be Luke and Wilson Chandler. And then Nuggets, obviously just Michael Porter Jr. I think that they're going to have... a trade just came through and it was too much for me to read.
Yeah.
You could try to resend it. just Michael Porter Jr. is going to be out. Isaiah Thomas is kind of back in that lineup.
Oh, yeah.
And is Gary Harris back?
I think he's back. Trey Lyles is out for their game tonight.
Okay.
So let's assume he's day-to-day by Sunday.
Which means playing.
Which in the new NBA means playing. Yeah, they smoked us last time.
Yeah.
Which was tough. Someone just asked us to evaluate a fantasy trade. We know nothing about fantasy basketball, so for your sake, we are not going to answer that question. they killed us last time.
Yeah, 100-121. Not a great game.
Right off the bat, they got us. But again, we have three new players in the starting lineup with practice time, and like Will mentioned, the get your mind right game against the Grizzlies. Maybe we can get our guys gelled.
And a young, athletic, standard center.
Yeah, exactly. We have a real center.
Yeah.
Rather than a guy who sets screens.
Totally. So let's get into what we need to do to win.
What do you think?
Well, Tobias has led the team in two games against the Nuggets, and he only got beat by Lou Will in terms of scoring by 1 point in one of those games. So for all intents and purposes, he's led the team in scoring in all three outings. We're going to need our forwards to really step up and kind of embrace this like positionless style.
Yeah.
You know, Denver has been having a pretty good year defensively, but I think that's going to break down if they have guys like Shamet like running around.
I was going to say just sprinting everywhere.
Yeah, just creating offense through motion and being able to move the ball, I think is really going to be a key to breaking down this defense. I don't think that they're going to be able to stand up to that.
I agree 100%. Smash the boards. In our blowout loss, they beat us 53-38 on the boards.
Wow.
That's how you get blown out.
Definitely.
They pull down around 46 boards a game, which is statistically on average only one more a game than we do, which still blows my mind.
Wow.
Zubac seeks out contact and I think could make it really annoying for Jokic. Like,
oh, yeah.
Jokic averages 10.6 a game. Their next highest is Millsap and Plumlee.
I expect Zubac to go at both these guys, too. Plumlee and Jokic. He, like, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder. He has something to prove.
He's mad.
And like, I think that we've seen it just in, you know, what we've been able to witness so far.
Yeah.
So just going off of that, I want to say that we really need to bang down low if we want to get this win. We need big physical
elbows
minutes.
High on those rebounds.
Yeah, we need big physical minutes from both Zubac and Trez. We've outscored them in 2 out of 3 games in the paint, including a 50-80 domination.
That's crazy.
In our own win. So, you know, like they have big guys, but we have beat these big guys before with less big guys.
These guys. Yeah. Trez coming off the bench to help the bench rebounding situation is going to be really big too.
Definitely.
Maybe Jermichael Green can get in there as well. What else do you think we got to do to win?
We got to work the perimeter on both ends. Like I just talked about banging down low. We got to play like outside in. So in our sole victory over the Nuggets, we shot 50% from three to their 29%.
Hell yeah.
In the losses, we've been outshot from three by 33% to 28% and 25% to 39%. We got to be able to generate more looks from three. I think, obviously, having Shamet in the lineup is going to help. Even Jermichael Green on that second unit will be a little bit more of a plus shooter, hopefully, than Mike Scott was able to be. But, you know, we'll see. Yeah, got to take those shots.
Happens. Yeah, got to control the ball better.
Yeah.
We just can't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
That's a chronic problem with this team.
They've beat us in turnovers in every single outing. But one glimmer I will put on the even with the turnover thing, we have done really well defending this team in transition. I think they've only outscored us in one game in transition, and I think that we'll be even better at defending these guys with Zubac in the lineup.
Absolutely. Now we can get into what could go wrong, which is a fair amount of things. Last time Jokic had 18, 14, and 10.
Wow.
Kind of did whatever he wanted. Jamal Murray was their leading scorer. But, you know, Jokic is a monster. And if he starts feeling it on every end of the floor, it's really hard for any team to win.
Definitely.
So if Zubac can't really lock it in, I mean, the Zubac-Jokic thing to me is the biggest matchup in this game.
Yeah, I think just their length could really wreak some havoc on us. They sometimes put out a front court of both Jokic and Plumlee, yeah. And this lineup has historically kind of eaten our lunch. They averaged 23 points, 11 boards, and 7 assists in our first outing, and then that number jumped to 27, 15, and 7 in the second. And then the last time we played them in that terrible loss, that combo put up 35 points, 26 boards, and 14 assists.
Yeah.
If you notice a trend here, it's that they're getting better and better against us, and I hope that we can put a stop to that and kind of, stop that sieve of both scoring and rebounding.
Because this seems like it's going to be their plan A, this big front court.
Yeah.
It's going to be this. So with the new wrinkle of Zubac in there, we could see some Zubac-Trez this game on the floor at the same time.
I think that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Which would be great. Zubac can move better than Boban. That would be really tight. Another thing that could go wrong, we shoot cold from the perimeter.
Yeah.
Last time we played, they shut us down to 25% from behind the arc. I just hope Landry and Gallo can start hot and kind of just maybe put the Nuggets on their back foot a little bit early.
Definitely.
What else do you think could go wrong?
I mean, basically just that. Yeah, just any of these guys. Like, if we're in a slump, we got to be able to, like, hit momentum and get rhythm right away.
The early lull killed us last time, too. They won the first quarter 37-25, and from there we were just kind of... We just didn't have it.
This is not a game that we can afford to be fighting back in.
God, no.
We're able to mount a lot of comebacks against teams, even against teams that are, you know, better than us, but this is not going to be one of those teams.
And with a game against a fairly dangerous Mavs team on Monday, the day after, we don't want to be too tired having to go up against Luka Doncic and the goddamn Mavericks on Monday. Key matchups, we just talked about this one a little bit. Jokic versus Zoo. Feels like the whole game kind of hinges on this matchup. If we can stop Jokic, it's going to make it that much harder for Murray to hurt us.
Definitely.
Who has hurt us in the past this season. So I'm really excited to see how Zubac kind of handles this. This is his biggest test, I think, maybe so far this year for the Clippers, obviously.
Yeah.
Other than maybe DeAndre Ayton, but the Nuggets are a better team than the Suns as a whole.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how Zubac reacts to this kind of pressure, I guess.
And just going off of that, Trez versus Plumlee. Plumlee will generally be running the five on that second unit. And Trez, you know, he's been a victim of Plumlee before.
Plumlee has his number somehow.
So hopefully he can kind of overcome that, bring out a lot of energy, and, you know, like we mentioned a little bit before, like maybe we could go like super large in some of those minutes.
Dude, a super like a jumbo size lineup would be so dope.
Yeah.
Who would that be? So we'd have like we have Shea at the one.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest guy we could have at the two?
Probably Landry.
Landry, Gallo, Trez. Zubac.
Yeah.
That's a big lineup.
That'd be very large.
That's a big lineup. Jamal Murray versus Patrick Beverley.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the second most important matchup, I would say.
Yeah.
Beverley had him for 13 possessions last game and had him shoot 50%.
Okay.
Kind of tough.
Yeah.
Shea had him for just 5 and held him to 0 for 1. It's just going to be a big effort from both these guys, I think, to stop Murray.
Yeah, and he can also just be extremely hot sometimes, and I think that you know that definitely skews some of these numbers.
Yeah. What's your prediction for this game?
I'm gonna go 117-121, and I think it might go Nuggets.
I had to say I had 117-114 Nuggets.
Oh man,
it's gonna be close.
I hope that we're both wrong.
I absolutely hope we do the double reverse jinx. That would be fantastic. Coming up after this quick break, we got Pacific Division Power Rankings and Love, Marry, Kill.
All right, so Pacific Division Power Rankings. I think that we both pretty much just have the
pretty
same
much
thing.
Have the same. Yeah, Warriors up top.
Yeah,
good for you.
Way to go, guys.
Way to go. Yeah, Warriors.
Should we just start doing Pacific Division 4
just
rankings?
Four down. Yeah, we'll go from 2. Yeah, unless we have some wild ones like we did the other week. Clippers number 2.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. Ballmer was fired up on NBA on TNT, if anyone didn't see any of those clips. We got a great GIF.
He's been getting a lot of good FaceTime in recently.
Yeah, he's doing a really good PR tour, I feel like.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
He's doing a great job of kind of hyping the team up totally.
Mm-hmm.
Kings third.
Yeah, oh, gotta go Kings third.
Kings are third.
They've had 2 heartbreaking losses to like really good teams in both the Nuggets and the Warriors.
Brutal last night.
And I know that's not the same as a win, but this makes me think that like they're not losing 4 straight to any one of these teams in a playoff series, which to me makes them have to be the number 3 in the Pacific Division right
firmly
now.
Firmly believe it. They only lost by 2 last night to the Warriors. Matt Chong just said strategic FaceTime. It is very strategic FaceTime. It's more chill than the weird FaceTime they're trying to do by sending an employee to every single one of Kawhi Leonard's games.
Yeah.
Fourth, we got the Lakers.
Yeah. They won last night.
LeBron only needs a week off in between games to play really well. And everyone plays really good, and that's awesome. Honestly, I'm also just kind of terrified of LeBron right now.
Yeah.
I think he might be in a very annoying good playoff mode. And then just the Suns.
Yeah,
They're just bad, man.
I don't know what's going to go
They
on
got
there.
11 wins. Like, they have 11 wins, and I think they're 12 and a half games out of the next spot up.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like, they're not playing good. Someone just commented Lakers are a boring team. It is a fairly boring team right now. All right, let's get into the most important part of the section, the one that you guys all want to hear about. Love, marry, kill. We're doing comeback games.
Yeah. So you want to tell them what we got on the board?
So we got Clippers versus Grizzly, which is Bradley, Jermichael, and Garrett Temple. We got Clippers versus Philly, which is Toby, Bobby, Mike Scott, Shamit, and Chandler.
And we actually won't play that game until
next season.
Until next season. So that one's a little bit of an outlier, but still something to think about.
Still counts. Yeah. And then Clippers versus Lakers, former Clipper great Mike Muscala and Zubac. You want to go first?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Who you
I'll
loving?
Go first. So I'm loving. I'm loving this Clippers versus Grizz, actually.
Okay, I like that.
I'm a little bit intrigued, you know. we obviously had a really hard time with Bradley, but now we're seeing him on Instagram. He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, Memphis suits him.
But I'm like it. But means. You know, it's fine because I like who we're with now, and I like me. A
You're
little
comfortable.
I like me a little bit better with who we're with now.
That's
so
fair.
Yeah, I'm loving that comeback. The idea of that comeback game. I'm actually gonna go ahead and marry this Clippers v Lakers.
Wow.
Because I think of all the trades, I mean, other than Shamit, I see Zubats as having probably the longest future with the Clippers.
Okay.
So I feel really stable in this. I think that, you know, we have a lot of arguments, you know, us and the Lakers.
But it works out.
But you know, we always come out on top.
We coexist. Yeah, always.
We always come out on top and we're a little bit stronger for it. So you know what? Life is pain. And I gotta kill Clippers v Philly, and let me tell you why.
Oh man, we have a completely different list.
It's just too painful. It's too soon.
It hurts too good.
You know, we lost the kids in this divorce, and I'm having a really hard time with it. And I don't know that
you're boozing.
I don't know that that's ever going to go away. And we got some new kids somehow with our new relationship, and that's fine. And they're great kids.
But I just don't know them very well.
I just don't know them yet. So, yeah, I'd have to kill that one. I don't know when I'm going to start feeling okay about that one.
All right, man. We got a very different list. I'm excited for it.
All right, what do you got going on?
I'm doing a last-minute switch. I'm loving the 76ers.
Okay.
There's no love lost between these guys.
Oh, that's fair. You know? No, I wasn't saying that at all.
We're having a good time. Like, we had our thing, and then we both moved on, and now when we see each other in the supermarket, it's like, oh, my God.
And you both
What's
benefited.
Going on? Yeah, like we both did well. We went through the time we had to get to where we're at, and then we both upgraded amicably. I am marrying the Lakers one.
Okay.
Simply for the fact. Oh, I have one more thing about the 76ers. The 76ers relationship feels like we had kids in the divorce, and then we divorced. But we can still like have dinner once a week together.
Yeah, and like half stay with dad, half stay with mom.
But it's cool.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I am marrying the Lakers one, strictly for the fact that Zubac was asked what it was like to be traded, and he said, it's nice to be wanted. We do want you.
We want
you for the long haul. And more importantly, we want you to bang on your stupid ex next time we play each other. So I'm marrying that one, and then I'm killing the Grizzlies one.
Okay.
Strictly for the fact that AB somehow, for some reason, has decided to like complain about his playing time and
yeah,
style
that's a little
with the Clippers.
Absurd.
Shut up, dude. You had 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Like you had
to figure it out.
You had a pretty big role on this offense. I'm sorry we didn't use you well, but deal with it.
I think you didn't use you well.
You gotta work on yourself. that's what I'm doing. I'm pointing in his face.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, so that's my love Mary Kill. That kind of does it for us on this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
On Monday, we got a pretty big show on Monday. We have a recap of the hopeful victory against the Grizzlies and the Nuggets. We're going to be previewing the game against the Mavs. And as always, our Monday segment, The Freshies, where we talk about the new guys. Thanks for tuning into the live stream. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us a review.
Yeah.
Give us a review, subscribe, say whatever you want. I'll make it funny.
And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers.
Yes. Guys, I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Update.
Thanks for tuning in.